Well, I had a restful retreat. For me, a retreat is kind of being a monk and just stopping, you know, like a blank calendar for just a few days. I usually do those between the weekends instead of on them, but it was glorious, and I feel raring to go, and it's back to be good to be back with the family. So here we are at the end of the liturgical year, so what we're getting is not so fun readings, apocalyptic readings, they call it. That are talking about the end times. Some say that not necessarily the end of everything, but maybe end of era. We see too that end doesn't go well for those who oppose God. For the evildoers, they crash, they burn, as the first reading pointed out. It's our second reading too that I wanted to point to. You know, St. Paul, again, this is a guy that came from the military. He's tough. And he doesn't hold anything back. He says, you know how one must imitate us, for we do not act in a disorderly way among you, nor do we eat food received free from anyone. Oh, he knew the tactics of the devil. And the tactic of the devil is to get us used to handouts. Get us used to our rights, right? Our privileges, you know, that we deserve this. Do you see, and especially again in the last 2.5 years, handouts, dole outs, that if we're not careful, we get very accustomed to. And then what's going on then? Well, those who oppose God, the evildoers, well, they don't believe in God. What they believe is we're just animals. And so we have to be corralled, herded, trained, right? Because the superior people know better than us animals do, right? You actually believe in that superstitious nonsense? Yeah, go over there, sit down. Yeah, we'll tell you what to do. Do you see what's going on? And so they love giving handouts, okay? Because they get us dependent on it. And then what happens? They become, in essence, our gods. Okay, and then once we get used to these handouts, then we have to put our trainers in power in order to keep the handouts coming. My brothers and sisters, we are being lied to. We are being conditioned, trained to be dependent and to count ourselves merely as animals. Why are churches emptying out around the country? Because the trainers have indoctrinated so many. You're just an animal. They don't say it exactly that way, but watch everything they say, and it's meant that way, right? So here we are, we're at the apocalyptic readings at the end of the liturgical year. Pretty soon we'll be heading into Advent as we prepare for Christmas. You know, that's the weekend of Thanksgiving, and we got plans. We've already been doing our best to stay well connected to God, and then what flows from that is well connected with each other. So we do not buy the lie that we are mere animals. We are children of God. And God wants to grant us a real power. We don't eat food that's received from anyone. We work for it. We work for it. That gospel reading. For those who persevere, they will secure their lives. Perseverance under trial. Oh, everything in us wants to quit and just take the handout. Take the easy way out. There's a tendency in the popular culture to avoid even thinking about these last things, death, judgment, heaven and hell. We just let's make it easy. Let's be comfortable. Let's just enjoy ourselves. We don't want to worry about these bigger realities. I'm going to continue with my football theme because we're in the football season, even though the Packers are stinking right now. But to ignore that we're going to hit that fourth quarter. I'm going to turn my fourth quarter of my life. I got some considering to do. So a football player, you can sit around, and we talked about this last week, you can take the bench, you can get a nice suntan, enjoy it, watch the game. Is that what a real football player does? No, he enjoys the game by playing hard and doing his best to win. He knows that the fourth quarter is right around the corner, and the clock is winding down, and the last minute will soon run out. And when it does, when he makes his way into the locker room, sweaty, bruised, exhausted, he wants only two things: to know that he has won, and to know that he pushed himself as hard as he could to do his part well. Jesus is reminding us that our lives are like that. They'll come to an end. The fourth quarter is on its way. But there's a difference. A football player can give his all individually and his team can lose. On his way to the locker room, he can be satisfied with his own performance, but disappointed at the outcome. But that's not the case with us. If we play well, we win. Automatically. If a Christian gives his all, if a Christian spends his life fighting to be more like Christ each day in spite of hardship and persecution, in spite of opposition and enemies, then victory is assured. Y'all know that my birthday's on the birthday of John the Baptist. That was the day Roe v. Wade went down. You know, I talk about how I want Ephesians 6, 10 to 12 on my funeral card. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can stand against the tactics of the devil. For we're not fighting flesh and blood here. We're fighting dark forces in the supernatural realm. Ephesians 6, 10 to 12. But the title on my funeral card should read, my favorite quote of John the Baptist: he must increase, I must decrease. John 3:30. You see, John the Baptist knew his mission wasn't about himself, but to prepare the way of the Lord. In the same way, we who are called to be warrior saints need to grow in our understanding that it's not about me. It's about God and his mission of saving souls. Like he says in John 3:30, he must increase, but I must decrease. In the U.S. Army's basic combat training, the first goal of the drill sergeants is to get everyone working and functioning as a team. You see, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Yes, as the church militant, but also with the communion of saints. The saints in heaven, the holy souls in purgatory. This is why one of the first phases of training includes shaving all their heads, wearing the exact same uniform. Why? Because there can't be elitism. There can't be stereotypes. If they're going to work together as a team, they need to be a unified fighting force, strength, and alliance. Look at the devil's tactic. See, this is where he is failing. He doesn't care anymore. This is right out in the open. He doesn't want strength and alliance. He wants us weak and divided. I recently went through something. The opposition to God, well, but my last thing I was looking forward to it so much, and it was awesome, was a pro-life event at Immaculate Heart of Mary last weekend. Word got out that the pro-death contingents put on social media, show up because this guy's going to be there. And they said, he's very dangerous. So I had a couple of guys who joined me. They were carrying. And we pulled into the parking lot and saw the police officer. So I pulled up next to him, rolled down my window. Hi, officer. Have you heard about this dangerous? Well, that's me. And he smiled and says, oh, so you're the very dangerous person. I don't worry about normal people. I worry about crazy people who see something like that. He's very dangerous as a wink and a nod. Then, on election day, a red blood moon. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, plagues, and from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. But before this happens, you will be persecuted. You'll even be handed over by parents, brothers, sisters, and friends. They'll want to put you to death. You'll be hated by all because of my name. This gospel happened last week. I'm not one of those that was predicting, oh, the end of the world's coming any day now or anything like that. I remain hopeful. I'm hopelessly hopeful. But I'm hopeful as I see more and more people get off the bench and get in the game. We need to do this. We're facing that fourth quarter. A 2-minute warning, maybe, huh? We don't know. God forbid something might happen on the way home today. We don't know. Did we do our best? Did we do our best? God will ask, did you persevere under trial? Did you stay in the game? Did you want to get off the bench? Did you want to join with your teammates to turn this culture, this church around? Or was the bench good enough? Real love, heroic love, is selfless. It's not egocentric, but absolutely self-emptying. As we identify in the supreme sacrifice of love in our crucified Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Similarly, as we just passed through Veterans Day, the accounts of military bravery usually includes a soldier willing to put himself in harm's way while he places the welfare of his comrades ahead of his own safety and security. Well, this is why St. Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. As Christians in training, we are forever looking for opportunities to empty ourselves in order to allow Christ to fill us. Get ready, my brothers and sisters. We're going to be riding the wave of a theme. He must increase. I must decrease. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.